Welcome to the audio presentation of what sellers need to know about real estate short sales, brought to you by Daytona Beach real estate broker Lynn Byrne. For more information on short sales from the seller's and buyer's perspective, please go to www.lynnbyrne.com. That's LynnByrne.com. In this audio, we'll be covering what is a short sale, why do banks accept short sale offers, the advantages to you of selling via short sale, are you qualified for a short sale? This is very important. Not everyone is qualified. We'll also help you determine if a short sale is right for you, and then, if it is, determining your next course of action. We'll start with the definition of a short sale. A short sale is where the mortgage lender accepts a purchase amount for a home from a new buyer that's less than the amount owed by the existing homeowner. Why would a bank accept a short sale offer? The simple explanation is that it's in their best interest. They save money and time. By definition, a short sale means that the value of the home is less than the money owed. And by taking possession through foreclosure, the bank will incur the foreclosure cost. Those costs can be very high. They've been estimated to be as high as $70,000. What are the advantages of a short sale to a seller? First, your credit score is impacted less through a short sale than if you went into foreclosure or returned a deed in lieu of foreclosure. Then you will not pay the real estate broker commission. The bank will negotiate with both the seller and buyer real estate agents for the commission. And finally, and to many people most importantly, you can move on with your life. This next topic is very important. Are you eligible for a short sale? Not every seller is eligible. You must have a hardship reason. You must prove that you are unable to pay your mortgage. Reasons for this might include loss of employment, increased mortgage payments through a balloon coming due, or interest rates adjusting upward, a death in the family, military service, and so on. You will also need to provide financial information in the form of tax returns, financial statements, W-2 forms, and any delinquencies that are against the property, such as tax liens or association fees that have not been paid. Your home being less than the mortgage amount is not a good enough reason to make you eligible for a short sale. You must prove sufficient hardship. You must have your home listed and actively market it with a real estate broker. And finally, the lender will not allow you to make any profit through a short sale. If you have equity in the home and you believe you can get some money out of the home, then a short sale is not the way to go. If you're eligible for a short sale, the next step is determining whether a short sale is right for you. First, if you don't need to sell, a short sale is probably not right for you. Why? There's so much inventory on the market. Over 6,000 homes and condos are listed in the Daytona Beach MLS as of this date. There's a lot of competition from all those listings. Your credit rating will be impacted as well. You have the option to wait until the market turns around if you don't need to sell now. And if you're expecting a profit, don't pursue a short sale. The bank will not allow you to profit. If you're eligible for a short sale and you've decided to move forward, this is what the process will be like. Contact your lender and tell them that you will be pursuing a short sale. Follow their instructions. You will need to be persistent. It's not easy to work with many lenders. They are, quite frankly, swamped. It's taking them a long time to get back to people, and you will need to be persistent, calling every day or several times a day until you get a person that can answer your questions and tell you what you need to do. You'll need to list your home with a real estate broker or agent whose experience with short sale transactions. And this is very important. Not all agents are. Don't delay in this process. List as early as possible. Then gather all the documents you'll need to prove your hardship. We covered this earlier, but this is the financial information, a hardship letter explaining why you need to pursue a short sale. After you listed your home, the next step is to get an offer or several offers. When you do, what you need to understand is first that this may take a long time, weeks, months, 2 to 3 months, or even longer in some cases. You'll need to have patience, and if you have more than one mortgage on the property, that will extend the time. They will evaluate the offer or offers. They have people in committees that do this, and it will need to be approved. If they do accept it, they'll order a broker's price opinion to determine the market value. They will get back to you or the agent and let you know whether they've accepted, rejected, or they're going to negotiate with the prospective buyers. It's important to understand that the banks are not going to give your property away. They will reject lowball offers in almost all cases. They are looking to save money before foreclosure. They understand that, and you need to understand that as well as the buyer. The quality of the offer is very important. The buyers need to be cash buyers, or they need to be qualified before they submit their offer. If you're ready, you should have already contacted your bank, found out exactly what they're looking for. Contact a qualified and experienced realtor or real estate agent, someone who has experience in short sales. In the Daytona Beach area, Ormond Beach, or Port Orange, call Lynn at 386-566-7503. Lynn has gone through training in short sales, has successfully completed numerous short sale transactions, and has created alliances with other area professionals who are experienced and skilled in the short sale process. In other areas, give Lynn a call. She can provide a referral to you of someone in your area who has the necessary experience and skill. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation of What a Short Seller Needs to Know. For more information, please contact Lynn Byrne, Daytona Beach Real Estate Broker, at 386-566-7503. You can also contact her via the website at www.lynnbyrne.com. That's www.lynnbyrne.com. Please understand that the information in this video is in no way a substitute for legal advice. If you need legal advice, please contact an attorney in your area who specializes in real estate and short sales.